All right, y'all. You already know what this is. It's that time of the week, and I am Maddie Smith.
What's up? That is not how I talk. Do it again. That is not how I talk.
That's how you talk to me.
Oh, well, I'm code switching. So. All right.
Yo, what's up? I'm Maddie Smith, and you already know what time it is. It's that time of the week, motherfuckers. All right, here's it is.
Okay.
Smith.
Okay.
I'll be in Seattle, Washington in April. I'll be at the Moon's Hour Comedy
Festival. If you were good at the job, you would know that Seattle already happened by the time this episode comes out. But that's how I know you guys can't host.
I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 6th.
And
Los Angeles, California, May 7th. May 13th through 14th, I'll be in Naples, Florida. And I'll be in Albuquerque.
With Justina. She's going to be in.
Yes, you guys. May 13th to 14th.
Okay.
Let me take over, guys, because this is like a professional show. And sorry, like, I don't want to throw people. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus,
I'm
literally
take the wheel.
Jesus. You look like Jesus today.
Yo, not that. Fuck, I always think I look so. I always think I look like fucking Kendall Jenner, and then
you look like Caitlyn Jenner.
I look like
Caitlyn's my girl.
Oh my god!
Literally, we all look like Lana Del Rey.
Current, and I think it's 2012.
Okay, let's go.
Anyway, what's up? We're here in my living room, just fucking rocking out. You know what I mean? I've been out of town for a few weeks, so you know it's our first time back together. We got Stuart, Ashlyn, and Caroline.
What up?
In the building.
Sorry, I had a tickle in my throat.
Oh, sorry.
Talk about ASMR.
Such a sweet little cough.
yeah. So we got the dates down. Oh, we're all coming to Rochester in August.
Oh.
And all of us are coming. So come to a comedy at the Carlson. I think it's the second week of August or something. Second weekend, maybe.
I thought it was the first weekend.
First weekend, whatever. It's far enough away where we can get the details straightened out as we go.
Last time I went to Rochester, I went to a silent disco. So
Safe to say
this time will be better.
Which we all know is Chugi. Like? We haven't said Chugi on the podcast in a while. I think we outgrew it.
Chugi.
Yeah. I feel like we're maturing.
Once Min found out what it meant, I was like, Actually, it's not my word anymore.
I don't use it. And that's, I don't paint my nails anymore because
me neither.
Men started doing it.
No nails.
You guys take everything and ruin it.
Men these days with their pink ass nails. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't come. It makes me want to date a Republican in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I'm like, not here.
That's why I'm not feminine anymore because men are doing it.
Right. Right.
These jeans are actually very masculine nowadays.
We're going to get to it. I have a story about these jeans.
Oh, really?
They're horrifying.
What is it? They didn't used to have holes in them? Hey, what am I, your uncle on Thanksgiving?
Hey.
Every time Kate's dad says,
did you pay for the jeans with the holes in them?
That's literally what Kate's dad says.
I hate that shit.
Do they come
And I go,
like
no,
that?
I pay extra for that.
I'm like,
put
what
them
is
in
this, 2007? Get over it. Shut the fuck up.
But because we have
to breathe.
We have a fashion topic, so I want to save the story for that.
Oh, yes, save right? for the fashion.
Yeah, we do.
And Ashlyn learned what a bodysuit was today.
Yeah, we do.
And Ashlyn learned what a bodysuit was today.
Okay, so yeah, Ashlyn described a bodysuit as is that the shirt that you clip at your coochie?
And I was I said, you know, the shirt you clip by your coochie.
How is that any different than what I just said? Other than a few fucking. Potato, potato. Either way, you should work in marketing for Fashion Nova. So we do have some fun topics today. Ashlyn was talking about our first article we saw in the New York Times. Here's how we know journalism is dead. Because the New York Times answered a question, am I too old for the denim jacket? Hell no, bitch. My mom wears denim jackets.
Denim jackets are never out of style.
Never.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
These people have never been to France, and it's crazy. I'm like, go to Paris.
Or at least Vegas. Like, what do I know?
I mean, Paris, Arkansas.
Right. Go there in
Paris, Texas.
Wearing denim jackets there.
Yeah, oh,
to
sure.
me the denim jacket is timeless.
It's definitely
you
timeless.
It goes with everything.
I know.
It goes, you put it on, you're like fire. You kill an outfit.
Yeah.
The only thing is some years it's tight. Some years people want it baggy.
Yeah.
It switches on and off.
'90s
it was baggy. We went back to baggy last year, and now we're back to the tight.
Sometimes it's washed, like or sometimes it's ripped. Mm-hmm. You know what
denim
I mean? Sometimes
is never
you put
out of
pins
style.
On them.
But sometimes you'll have to hold on to a denim jacket for a while for that style of denim jacket to come back.
Yeah, aka timeless.
That's fine.
Jackets are hard because they can fucking...
And they're expensive.
So go out of style in a second.
They can switch and you won't notice until like winter.
I know.
You're like, wait a minute.
My leather jacket's already chuggy.
Sometimes I'm wearing, I'm like, oh, fuck. The transformation is happening.
Ew. That's disgusting.
So later we're going to talk about, you know, clothes we might have outgrown and or clothes we still wear, even though we know we've outgrown them. Mm. But, you know, I think fashion is timeless, which is why I wear a diaper. moving down the line, a biotech company claims and that it can delay menopause by 15 years. Mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I see it. After Elizabeth Holmes, I have trust issues with biotech with companies. Anything. I'm like, let me know when it's real. Yeah, let me know when my physician offers it.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't need to read these articles.
They're like, four glasses of wine is better than exercise.
What is going on here?
No, it's not.
There's so much different information out there.
I think they know.
They're like, hot dogs take away 30 seconds. I'm like, no, they don't.
With the hot dogs, right.
Yeah.
However, I could go for a delay. It's not fair that women have to have like babies like around average age 35. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I guess
it's
that's
not fair
true,
to us. And it rushes our fuck. And then they were like, why are you crazy? Because the clock is ticking. And you just wasted my time. You know what I mean?
And every time the clock ticking, I hear the clock ticking every morning.
Every time something fails with someone, I'm like, great.
No. I know.
Fucking wasted six eggs on
you. I'm ready for menopause though because I'm so cold all the time. I like really want to get hot flashes.
I actually am excited to be like a mom who gets hot flashes. I'm like, and so my kids just open the window immediately and they don't even comment
and they're like,
on it.
Mom's crazy. Yeah, I'm like, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. I'm going upstairs. I'm going
to
take a shower.
I went through menopause today. I was really angry.
The only thing is like I'm like, yes, please get rid of my fucking cramps. But I'm too smart, so I'm like, I know I'm going to suffer a different way. You know what I mean? Like, the suffrage for women doesn't end. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just
on
to the
next one.
But
periods, though, now, I really do clock how crazy I am, like, right before my period.
Yes.
Nowadays, so menopause only means that's going to stop. So that's good.
I know.
Older moms get crazy.
Yeah, but you have more emotional. You have more emotional issues later on.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes.
Only for the
luck.
Have you talked to any person over 60? They're off their rocker. All right, so we'll talk about menopause a little bit later, even though we just did. Last topic. Uber is exploring how to add flights, hotels, trains to their app.
I hate this so much. All day of booking travel and hell.
They are the next Amazon of like the gig economy.
See, I don't
understand.
They're coming
for your
job.
It's fucked up. It's about to be crazy.
I don't understand why everyone is so against.
Good luck, Expedia.
Yes.
They're going to come. Uber's coming for
my jobs.
Your jobs.
Listen.
I bet every travel company is
all
panicking.
All these motherfuckers.
Oh my. I would be panicking.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to be a fucking communist. And yet we're all going to end up being communists.
Yeah. We're about to everything's run by one thing.
I could not unbook a dinner reservation the other day because my account was hooked up to 700 different little. I'm like, this is. And I couldn't get in touch with anyone. No one works there anymore. No one wants to work anymore. Kim Kardashian.
You've heard it here first.
Also, why does everything have to have an account? I'm so done.
Why does everything?
I can't remember
my
passwords.
My Facebook?
Yeah.
Insane.
I know.
Your Instagram to your Facebook? I had to get my Instagram verified for a festival.
Verified.
And I had to go through Facebook, and I was like, "What if I didn't
Burning
have
Man or?"
I was like, "What if I didn't have Facebook?"
Do you look
anymore?
Hot in a sequin bikini? Okay, let's go.
Oh my God!
I hate Burning Man. They always try to act like they're so woke. I'm like, you're just in bikinis with like mud on you.
They're just poly.
They're just
I like Burning Man.
Have
you been?
Yeah.
Really?
No, you haven't. Vacation there.
No,
you have not been to Burning Man.
I have.
No, you haven't.
It's cool. We all go. Everyone just.
You are such a white person.
No, we she's lying. Just, she's doing a bit.
We all just do yoga and then.
Oh, you're doing a bit?
Yes,
you are.
Wait, when did you go?
I went last year.
No, you did not. Last year we were inside. Shut up, you fucking idiot.
No. That was canceled Burning
last
Man.
Year.
No, that
the
was
the pandemic was a
that
Burning
was
Man?
Just doing outdoor shows after the pandemic. You thought you were at Burning Man.
Speaking of, I will put up with almost any red flag except for if I will never be with someone that goes to Burning Man.
Yeah, I think
ever
that's
in my
fair.
Life.
And next year you'll be engaged to someone who goes to Burning Man.
Nope, never in my life.
I know I said I hate people who go to Burning Man, but he's so rich.
No,
yo, I'm trying to change.
Rich people don't go to Burning Man. Let me
yeah,
tell
they
you.
Do. Yes, they do.
Not
I feel like there's a lot of overlap between like
know,
the LSD
yeah.
rich
I know.
Tech
like tech
Burning
I was
Man,
gonna say San Francisco
finance.
It's like all of Silicon Valley
yeah.
there
mm-hmm.
it's the one weekend doing. They can wear like body paint and they're like
I would rather
cool.
go to Disney World than Burning Man.
Me too.
Me too.
100%.
Me too.
At least they have Dole Whip.
What's Dole Whip?
Or the pineapple whip shit.
Yeah, Dole
oh,
Whip
so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So good.
Let it.
For $17.
Right. So let's get into our first segment. My chair is so squeaky.
It sounds like you're farting.
I know.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Rubber ducky.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. So before we get started, I had one thing for you guys. So, as you know, I just went to Wild and Out. I was there for a while.
And out.
And he's filmed season 18. I was out of town for a long time. And my girl, castmate, cast member, girl boss, entrepreneur, millionaire, B. Simone, gave some goodies to me. And I wanted you guys to take... there's a bunch of lip gloss in here. I guess I can give individually.
Give us what you think we need. Give us what you
think. Okay. For Stuart, lip liner. We each get a lip liner and a lip gloss. Although there might not be enough lip liner, so you don't need one. Okay.
I'm good. I don't need a lip liner. I have lips.
You have natural lip liner.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
you don't need one.
So this one's Stuart's. It's lip liner. You can read what the title is.
Lip liner.
Be Simone Beauty. The title is Faith Over Fear.
No, and Easter- wait, no, no, no.
Oh, so sorry.
The other side has the shade right title. Here. I think Faith Over...
Right here.
You go.
Time Will Tell.
Oh, Time Will Tell. That's she the name of the someone color? Who goes to Burning Man.
Time Will Tell.
Isn't that very...
Will Tell, get this lip liner on somebody's...
This is like pulling child.
I feel like Time Will Tell is a very apt...
Do you guys know what a rainbow right party is?
Yes.
Time Will Tell, bitch. Time will tell.
Should we throw a rainbow party on Patreon?
It's a rainbow party.
Do you want to know? Can I tell her what a rainbow party is?
You don't know what a rainbow party is? She's reading it. I didn't know Caroline read with moved her lips when she read.
I thought she was doing a Burning Man chant.
That's a funny roast joke.
I've never heard of that.
You look like you move your lips when you read.
When girls take turns and they have different lipstick.
Yeah. I've never heard of that in my life.
This is black.
Stuart,
time will tell.
Really black though.
Time will tell.
Emo phase.
Yeah, emo phase.
Time will tell. Okay, this one's for Ashlyn. It's lip gloss. It's a nod to the POC community.
Okay. Be Simone Beauty. Here we go. Lip gloss. Freestyle, baby. Hey, I wear a Be Simone lip gloss because I'm popping. My lip gloss be popping.
Sit back. Come on, give us two more bars. Come on.
You was my lip gloss be popping. I come stopping all the girls because they want to make out with me.
Mary Poppins.
Oh my God, I can't be stopped.
Bars, baby.
New Jack Harlow.
Bars. All right, I have one for Caroline.
My lips are.
It's
going
to make her anxious, though, I think.
Oh my God, don't make me
anxious.
Maybe
I shouldn't give you this one.
Oh my God, what is it?
Gonna make her anxious.
Why would it make me anxious? It's
a rainbow party.
What if it's a? Oh my God!
Wait, let me look at the other ones.
What if we?
Just give it to me. I want to see. I won't get anxious.
How about that was our Patreon?
No, I'm gonna get Caroline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our new Patreon, you guys. We will be doing a rainbow party, and you can view it all.
Caroline,
from start to finish.
There will also be
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Wi-Fi. So true.
Caroline's corner.
I'm a computer. I do the research.
You're the Wi-Fi. She's the Wi-Fi of the podcast. The Wi-Fi.
I'm the Karen. I'm Plankton's wife. You said that.
I know.
I said that, first of all.
Oh my God, it's the same tube that Dior uses.
Wi-Fi is perfect.
Dior uses that same tube.
It looks like a lipstick.
Oh, Dior.
Okay, I have one for Stuart.
Okay.
I have another lip liner for Stuart.
Why you have two lip liners for Stuart? And you said I couldn't have one.
I'm going to do a swatch.
Okay, this one is block him. Block him, girly.
That's so red flag.
Go ahead, block him.
Anytime you're doing red flags,
this is a great color.
This is me to everyone. Block
Thank you so much, Maddie.
I know. And then
it's pink for the pussy I like to eat.
This is what color pussy is this?
And here's a look.
For your squid lips.
Here's one for Stuart. And then
thank you.
I have more for you.
Maddie is
I just can't talk.
Wet jewels.
It's like Anka Jam.
Anka Jam. Wet jewels.
So anyway,
all right. I have a gift for you guys though.
What is it?
Remember when I went to LA, right? And remember I got you guys a gift, E?
Oh yeah, and you didn't bring it.
Yeah.
What is it?
So I got you guys a gift. It has the price tag on it. Still,
It's a keychain. I don't give a fuck. Which one do I get?
I love chuggy shit like this.
It's the same.
You guys all the same gift.
I love Hard Rock Cafe merch.
I'm obsessed. I'm putting this on my keys right after this.
Oh my God, I love this.
This is so cute.
Oh my God.
So for our viewers, I'm a vlogger. For our viewers,
you guys,
it's a Hard Rock Cafe.
So it is
Hollywood
totally.
Guitar chain. I love my Hard Rock Cafe keychain.
I love this so much.
It is so
what if we did that cute. Time of the week goes to Hollywood?
Yes.
Oh my God, like the Muppets.
Oh my God.
Or Degrassi.
That's so cute. The Muppets go to Hollywood.
I don't know if you have keys. You have keys?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's go to our first segment, which is called Let's Sync Up.
Sinky,
block him Wi-Fi.
All right, so we always start the pod with one question to get our juices flowing, to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot.
Jewels.
So today's question related to Uber travel. Okay, what's everyone's worst travel experience story?
Every single time I travel, it's chaos.
It's all pretty bad. I've streamlined mine lately, though, because I'm in the Delta Sky Club. So
all right.
Makes airports a lot more tolerable.
When Spirits first came on,
You had a Spirit?
I had a Spirit to the Dominican Republic.
Oh my God.
And it was so bad. Like, they made us board the plane, and then they were like, oh, the wheels, like something's wrong with the wheels. Then they made us onboard
not the
plane.
Not the wheels.
I hate when they say it's like mechanical. I'm always like,
explain more, please.
I'm like, so we're going to go down. Like,
and then they were like, then we boarded again, and then they were like, oh, there's too much weight on the plane. I was like, okay. Triggering.
Oh my God, stop. That's scary.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, triggering.
Of course, Spirit Airlines wouldn't be able to carry a certain amount.
Spirit Airlines is like Soul Plane. You remember Soul Plane? Anybody watch Soul Plane? Yes, and Kevin Hart. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But you know what it is about traveling? Like, if you're having a bad experience in the airport, you can always drink.
That's true.
So, yeah. And that turns it into a good experience. Mm. So it's really hard to like pinpoint.
No, but then you get more angry. But you
drink. I black out.
Okay.
And then I'm like asleep in the plane. Like,
not blackout on Spirit. But lately the airports have been fucked up. Like, you can't get food. Like, you can't get it. Like, everything's so crowded.
Everything's horrible.
It's been insane.
My worst travel experience is every time I've ever taken a bus to Philly. But also.
And you know why she was going there?
To perform comedy.
And to see her
lover.
Ex's family.
Yeah.
I know.
The bus to Philly is horrifying.
When I took the bus, I would have to go do Philly comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which was horrible. Horrible bus to Philly. Right.
What made the bus so bad?
What doesn't make
it
bad? Have you been on like a bus?
Take public transportation. I'm sorry.
No, like a Greyhound.
One time I took the bus to
Philly. It's sad. It's a very sad experience.
One time I took the bus to Philly, there was literally water dripping on me. I was hungover. There was nothing to eat at the airport, so I had to eat a yogurt. Have you ever eaten yogurt hungover? It's the worst thing.
Yeah,
ever
it's like
I just gagged.
Ew.
That's worse. You should just.
You almost fall when you're in the toilet. You have to hold on to the thing because you'll like fall out.
Yeah,
there's the craziest motherfuckers. Because I was also taking it back late at night.
Right. Yeah.
Disgusting. Horrible. Awful. Terrible. Horrible. Awful. Bus to Philly. But also when I tried to go home to Arkansas.
Yeah.
This time I couldn't make my flight because the security line was like 4 hours.
It was
long.
Crazy that time.
And the
of
traffic
year.
To the airport now is insane.
Yeah.
That travel was like, everyone needs to stay back in their homes. Everyone's doing all these bachelorette parties. Y'all stay in your homes.
I will say it's been a little bit
Metaverse.
Better lately. I fly
but that's
a lot.
Everyone's been, trying to like make up like the bachelorette parties, the bachelor parties.
There's so much traveling happening.
So much people
haven't
seen
like,
their families.
So I know. I was on a full flight to Rochester and every motherfucker on I guess there's a connecting from Aruba. Every motherfucker, the plane was full with people who just came back from Aruba to Rochester.
Oh, that's the worst kind of people.
Everyone's
to go
traveling.
You know what the worst flight ever is? Home from Vegas.
Ew.
The flight to Vegas, everyone's like lit. It's like amazing. And then back from Vegas, it's just like similar to New
Orleans. Yeah, because some people are married. Some people just lost their savings.
No, but everyone just
someone
so
has herpes.
Like, the flight back from Vegas is the worst.
Wow. I have a really bad Greyhound story, and this is more just my fault. This was just more really sad. This is a sad story. I hosted at Buffalo Helium one weekend. They paid me $50 a show. So I made like $150. No, they paid me like $30 a show. I made $150 total to take a Greyhound from New York City to Buffalo.
Absolutely.
And the bus is like 9 hours long. And so then on Sunday night, we had a Sunday night show.
The things we do, this is sad.
Right?
It was so really sad. Bad. I did like a bad job hosting too. I opened for Tony something, like urban comic.
Woods?
Tony Roberts. I think, or Tony Robertson. And there was one show, no, most of the shows I did well on, but there was one show, this was years ago, like maybe 2017, 2016, pre-Wild and Out. You know what I mean? So not like in a weird, not like in a way, I just wasn't a good comic yet.
Well, yeah.
And there was one show, like I kind of did bad up top. And then the guy was like, can you do five before me? And I was like, sure. And it was like, so bad. Oh, someone booed me. I never told anyone.
What happened on the Greyhound?
Oh, okay. So the Greyhound.
She had all her memories.
Well, what's your worst travel story? This is my worst stand-up story. Hold on.
But it goes into the travel. So then yeah. I had and to the have Greyhound, this shitty weekend. There. Shitty weekend in my hometown where I was so excited to do it. The club booker wasn't even there. I get paid humiliating money. Greyhounds all around. My dad is like, what's going on here? Like, what? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's like, I think I got in a fight with my dad that weekend. I don't know. It was all really weird. There was crying. So it was a terrible weekend. And then I had to take a Greyhound from midnight, like from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. into New York City.
Oh, my
God. Then I had to go to work. So I took a Greyhound, got off at Penn Station at 7 a.m., went to Neuberger Berman where I worked, got in the, they have showers in the basement, like luxury showers, got a shower and just lied in the shower floor until I walked upstairs at 9 a.m. And I think I bought, you know how the Midtown has like delis with buffets and stuff? Yeah. I think I got breakfast at a buffet and ate it in the shower. Like French toast and shit.
Why are you gonna bring Greyhound into your mess of life?
I was gonna say you usually ask us questions and we're like, we lay down on the floor and now you're like opening up.
Is this
like,
really sad?
Yeah.
I have a hard time sharing these stories because they make me hate myself. So
I don't know if it's
but lately I've been more
vulnerable.
I don't
know if it's so much what Greyhound did or the French toast in the shower.
I don't think this is about transportation.
I'm
transporting
tired.
From bad life. It's a good life. Now she has a great life. Okay. She's going to be someone.
What I'm trying to say is I associate Greyhound with that specific bus ride.
But that's not Greyhound's fault. But that's not Greyhound's fault.
Well, it was a point in my life. It was a very, it was a catalyst when after that weekend I said, I'm not taking buses anymore.
Yeah, no.
Because this whole thing was bad. I'm like, if I'm going to have a bad weekend, at least I'm popping on a train and able to fix my life on the train. You can't do that on a bus.
You can't
pull out a MacBook on a bus.
No, you can't.
No, the seat is like in front of you. It's like right here.
You can't do anything productive on a bus. You can't.
It's like being, I feel like the last time I was on a bus, I was like, just sit back and try and pretend that these walls
and the seats, if you hit them, dust comes out.
And then I just dissociate.
Another thing, okay, worst travel, getting off at Penn Station at 7 a.m.
Oh.
Or not Penn Station, what's it called? A bus authority? Port Authority?
Port Authority.
No. That is a humiliating, that is an awful experience.
Yeah. It's sad down there. It's
And the
sad.
Streets around it are insane until people wake up and are out and about at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Jamba Juice isn't even open. Nothing. Yeah, no, that's
Thank
that's
you
what would
that.
Happen to me when I would go to Philly. Yeah. Is I would try to make the one at like 11, but but the show wouldn't be over.
So you have to go at,
some idiot was like bombing forever. So then I would have to wait. And then I wouldn't make it. So then I'd have to sit at the like Philly bus station. Oh. And I was saying I was working in finance. I would get off at 5.
Yep.
Get prêt à manger to eat on the bus.
Yes.
A soup on the bus. Because I was also trying to be skinny at the time.
Yeah, so we would get the prêt à manger lentil soup, probably.
You just got Annie pretzels. You're doing it wrong.
No, we would probably get the lentil soup.
Yeah, I would get
prêt à manger.
Yeah, and then I'd just sit and eat my little soup on the bus, and then I'd be like there all night, and then,
That's
horrible.
Sad. Soup on the bus.
That's
sad.
All time low.
That's all
great
time.
Band.
That's worse than
pop title.
Yes. That's worse than French toast in the shower.
Yeah. Right.
French toast in the shower is kind of iconic.
It is.
I was in the shower.
That's like Anna
Joan
Nicole
Didion.
Smith shit.
Yeah. Or Anna Nicole Smith.
I don't know if Joan Didion. Maybe not Anna Nicole Smith so much as like Lindsay Lohan.
I love Anna Nicole Smith.
I do too.
Ashlyn, what's your worst travel? Oh, it's the Spirit Airlines.
I just said it. Yeah, Caroline, what's yours?
And
I don't have worst travel because
Caroline's like when our driver was a little late.
He forgot my name. The thing about me is I rarely put myself in situations like that because I like lose it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like if I had to do what you guys do, I'd be like, I'm gonna kill myself in this bus, and now I'm gonna be a ghost that haunts this bus.
Well, my mom is like the
no
worst.
No one wants to be a ghost bus. Yeah. A bus ghost.
A bus.
Bus.
Yeah.
Bus ghost.
That'll
Ghostbuster.
Ghostbuster.
Bus ghosters.
Bus ghosters.
My mom is such a horrible traveler, and my sister is as well. Like they'll leave their phones, and my mom just leaves iPads on trains in Europe, and then is like she somehow gets it back. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
But so like I am so like now I'm like crazy.
Me too.
So I don't really. If I have had worse travel than like the Philly buses, I blocked it out.
Right.
Same.
Right.
I mean, like, I took a train for in high school, you know, for high school, like because I grew up in New York City.
Okay. So, I'll give you one more of mine. But this is also still not travel related.
Should we
it's
do
Maddie related.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Mine's short.
I don't want yours to be bad, sad, bad.
Mine's stupid.
It is sad. Go ahead. It is sad, actually. Stuff on a- maybe I'll save that for a different pod because I already shared too much. No, I like to be closed off.
Oh my God, Maddie.
Say it.
Let down your hair.
It's really hard to sit up front. I'm like the whole pod, I'm gonna sit up.
Yeah, so Ashlyn made a huge announcement before.
Like, I feel like I'm chilling a little bit on the pod because you're like, so up front. I'm like, let her do all the work today.
Ashlyn's big announcement today was she was gonna sit up on the couch. And I said, good luck doing that for an hour, bitch. And yeah, look where you are now.
Okay, but look, this is better than being like
no,
so
but
I like that's, how, better when you're down
that's
here.
How I feel like I am in here. I'm like,
but it's comfortable. And it's how you sound. Like I don't know what there's. I don't think it's the couch, baby.
The couch is swallowing her.
Couch is swallowing me. It's like from Get Out.
The couch does kind of look like a mouth, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It's swallowing
it looks
me.
Like a big smile has sucking
nice,
you guys in.
Like,
well, that's because I'm sitting normally. You're sitting like a...
I can't
you're either sit
normally.
Like,
that's because Stuart's used to being in someone's mouth.
I'm in someone's mouth probably more than Stuart's.
That's a roast to both of you guys. You're a slut and you're a virgin.
I wish I was.
And it's
a virgin snake.
Just sit normal. Look at me, how normal I'm sitting.
No, but you have long legs. Look at my legs.
You've never been to Cotillion? You got to sit up, honey.
Okay, Caroline, what's your travel story?
No, it's so dumb.
Tell
no.
us. We're it's, listening.
It's just basically I get really car sick all the time.
Oh.
It's more about the motion sickness. I was trying to make it quick. It was dumb. All right.
And I were literally like, whoa, okay. Let's keep it moving.
I can't, you know why? Because I feel like I can't remember because I block out. Something is so
actually,
horrible. I'm like, I'm never.
That's actually just, how I am. I block.
Or I have to like drug myself. Yeah, I'm like.
Sure. Was there?
Yeah, flying is horrible every single time.
I feel like people who get car sick is like, ugh, weak.
Yeah.
Shut up. Well, when I'm looking at my phone and it's someone's
giving
going
that allergy.
Out.
No, I'm kidding.
It's giving Bubba Boy vibes.
I had to go to Atlantic City with a group of guys like a few weeks ago and I lied and I told them I had car sickness so I could send the friend.
Oh, hell yeah. That's
but
a good move.
I do view car sickness as weak. I'm like, I could write a whole memoir in a car.
I could eat in a car.
I think,
like,
yeah.
I can.
What? I could do it on a plane or a train.
Or.
But in an automobile, I
canceled. He's canceled.
Bree Nice and Ham.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, but they
his
still books. Canceled him.
He's not canceled.
They can. I'm
his,
joking. I don't give a fuck.
No, we've already talked about this on the podcast, and I think we were like, "Goo goo gaga." Which one's Dr. Seuss again? Notice how we don't do intellectual anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are
we're
you
like,
talking about? Menopause
we're like all these scientific articles. We've referenced hot dog, working out, and wine.
It's a lifestyle, Brad.
This is a lifestyle pod, guys. Definitely not news.
Lifestyle
of the rich
toast in the shower.
What'd you say?
French toast in the shower.
French toast in the shower. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Wait,
brand.
New merch.
Yes.
French toast in the shower.
Hell yeah.
Maybe I'll some get kind that of tattooed dish. On my lower back.
I think you should. Like a tramp stamp.
I
French
love that.
French toast in the shower.
Yeah.
That's so
but
good.
You get it in Mandarin letters.
So
and it says pork fried rice and you don't even know.
One time my cousin like got something in French and she asked my sister and me like if it was right. And we were both like, yeah, it looks right. Because my sister
no
majored in French. But like, it was like a saying. Like sometimes that it isn't right.
Yeah.
Linguistically, it was correct, but to a French person, they'd be like, "Oh, that doesn't mean what you think."
They always
you
know say
what
that though.
What do you mean, like baguette croissants?
But she got the tattoo, and later on, she was like, "You guys fucked me over with that." And we were like,
"What did
wait,
it say?
What?
Like baguettes and croissants?"
She is a chef, so
it said like "C'est la vie."
Some dumb carpe diem shit. She's like a sommelier, so
oh, that's so
all about carpe diem.
Yeah.
What's,
so
what's the bakery? Aubon Payne.
Aubon Payne.
That's the one. That's where you should not go.
Tattooed on me.
You should. I'm gonna get.
It's the carpe diem.
Annie's pretzels.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like we're synced up.
I'm still synced.
Okay.
Wait, what, are you going to tell your story?
I'm going to save that one because it's
you're
a lot. We also
it.
Have been recording for like 40
it.
Minutes. No, I'm going to save it.
Okay.
I'm on my wild and out mode right now.
Whoa.
I'm like, let's go to the next segment because we got what we needed.
Whoa.
Okay.
Can you produce this? Can you?
I got to play referee.
I'm Nick Cannon.
You got to get the referee.
I'm Nick Cannon. She does. I'm Nick Cannon.
You should leave my work call in.
Like, hey, that was.
You should have your work call in. Stuart, do you have any speed dating?
Absolutely.
Okay,
oh
let's go on to speed dating with Stuart Fullerton.
Oh my God, you always catch me really off guard with the speed dating.
It's literally
okay. So
when I do the episode outlines, no one listens to me.
It's literally on the outline.
She's not in order.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't
care. Can we get on the order for next time? Thanks.
Don't, take care. Don't it come is an for order. Me. I have all the rebuttals. Okay.
It's literally in the order.
Don't come for her. She has many rebuttals.
Did we do the wardrobe stuff?
That's later. That's like topic
then
lines.
That's not in the order.
The topics are up top.
They always up top.
And then Let's Sync Up, which we just did. Sinky. Then okay. Speed Dating with Stuart.
I know, but she'll just be like mid-story. She's like, and then I was eating French. She's like, okay, time for speed dating.
And then I'm like, I was blowing him. Okay, speed dating.
I'm kidding. Okay, your cue next time
we are getting chaotic.
Stuart, next time your cue is, I feel like we're synced up.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right.
Your cue.
That's your mark.
Okay.
That's your mark.
That's your mark. Don't miss your mark.
F5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. So, you guys, someone wrote in, is it okay? This is a good one, actually.
I'm nervous.
This is a really good one.
Did I write this?
No. Someone with like a crazy name with a Lisa Simpson picture wrote it. I'm like, okay, we get it. You live in Brooklyn. Okay. Love you, girl. Thanks for writing in. So,
love you, girl.
Oh my God.
All these bitches think they're Lisa Simpson. I'm like, you are not.
I'm definitely Bart.
Oh, for sure.
At the end of the day.
I'm the cop.
No, you're Mo. Shut up.
You're the crusty ass clown.
I'm the pervert. Who's the pervert?
The crusty clam?
Isn't there a clown?
There is.
Oh, I thought you said crusty clam. That's me.
That's you.
Isn't the one
Caroline
is crusty the clown.
Yeah. Isn't there a pervert?
Wait, yeah. Same hair.
Oh, no, that's Family Guy.
Same hair. Oh,
you can block this out, Michael, with little blocks. Over the top.
Get the pixelated finger going. As if no one can see a middle finger.
My long.
I'm just kidding. I'm just saying he has curly hair.
Okay, I actually love whoever wrote this.
No, you're Marge.
And this is actually a really good question, and I love this question. Okay, someone wrote in, is it okay to keep dating a guy even though you know there's no future? I'm lonely and having fun.
Oh, why not?
Okay.
Why not?
So this is a serious one. So, okay, some part of me wants to say like, yeah, why not?
But to go back to our topics, the other part of us is coming up on menopause.
Time
is money.
Time will tell, as my lipstick says. So I actually don't think it's good to do this because I think you're putting yourself in like a play, like a... You're putting yourself a little down. Hmm. If you don't see a future, if you don't think it's going to go well, you have to just break it off because then you're keeping yourself like down in like the sunken place, like Ashlyn in the couch. When see how much better she has felt now that she's sitting
look
up
at her.
Here.
Yeah, I'm now that she left. I never listen.
You now never. I think it's been the couch
now
this
that
whole
she left
time.
The, now that
you
she
were
left
the most
the sunken
attentive.
Place behind, you're not going to meet a good person if you're still stuck with someone that you don't like that much. Even though you think you're just like having fun, it's still being a drain on your life. It's like staying in a job that you know is not right for you or you don't like.
Right.
You're not when you could find a better job. Mm. I don't think it's right. And there's someone out there for everyone. And there's a good person out there. And you're keeping yourself tied down to a bad person.
And also what could happen is you can really fall for this person. And then you're like in a
and
place.
And women, it's just women we do this shit because we like make
men
excuses.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
men
do
all the time. Men are the number ones at doing that.
Yeah, they do it all the time. They literally date girls and be like, oh, no, I don't really see a future with her. And I'm like, oh, but why do you live with her? Like, why are you engaged then?
Like,
they're like, no.
I'll be like, you're going to get married?
Yeah, but they don't care.
I don't know.
They're not like, they drop people whenever they want.
Yeah, that is true.
And they
women
don't really
get attached.
Women get attached
we
when
we're
trying
to fix
things.
We have more emotions and it hurts us more, I think. We get, obviously not.
I just think it's more about, it's not really about the guy or anything. Or like, if you're having fun, if maybe, I mean, think, do you actually maybe like him a little bit if you're having a lot of fun with him or is it really nothing? But I do think the girls, people like make excuses and then you, it's more about self-worth. It's more about like, it's more about like, oh, I don't, this person's not right for me. I don't see a future with them. I can't do like this with them. Then I'm kind of like holding myself back in life a little bit.
I also think like it's easy to get attached, like you said.
Yeah.
Like I've tried to get into things with people when I knew like they were moving or something like that.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
At the end when they end up moving, you're like, wait, what?
I know.
Like you lied to yourself the whole time or you thought he'd be like, I'll come back every... And
they know,
a lot of girls, like I know I do this.
And
like,
I get attached even though I tell myself it's not long term. But the more time you spend with someone, especially
well, sometimes
a dude,
it's
like,
also like an ego game too. Yeah. Like you're like, I don't even like them that much, but like I just want to make sure they like me, and then you like kind of get trapped up in this like whole ego thing,
right?
And then it like almost hurts worse when you're like when you look back and you're like, why the fuck did I do that?
Right?
You know,
you feel bad about yourself later on. Mm-hmm. You're like, why was I even?
And you also tend to like fall for them, and you don't want to be someone who's like in this position where like, and I say this a lot, and I know this is gonna be like a weird like analogy, but like a lot of people are in relationships that like are only like cars, right? Like it can only take you to like Texas. And they try to do stuff that like, they want stuff in a relationship that like are like things that can only take you to London. And it's like, you're not dating a plane. I know that sounds weird.
You're dating Spirit.
You brought it.
You are. Dating
you
Spirit.
Brought it back to the travel.
Oh my God. This is a very thematic episode, guys.
This is what I envisioned. Ashlyn got out of the second place.
Right.
Once she broke up with that couch that was pulling her back.
Exactly.
It was pulling you back.
This is what I envisioned 71 episodes ago, but I'm glad we're finally.
Wow. That's how long it's
I'm just kidding.
That being said,
we were at halfway. I don't understand your analogy. I don't know. I did not understand that at all. Something like, about London? I have no idea what you're just saying.
Listen, all right, but you guys were really supportive at the beginning.
It can only take you so far.
So this is really off.
That was like what you, the way you said it sounded smart. I have no idea what you said.
I replayed it in
my head. Sometimes girls are like, oh, I want to date this guy. I'm dating this guy, but like he doesn't want like a house and a family, right? And it's like he can take you to Texas. He can fuck you really good and you can come. And then, but they want a house and family, but he can't take you there. Like, he's not going to give you that.
You know what I mean? You're going to end up breaking up.
Exactly.
It's just going to be a waste of your time.
Yeah.
And it can hurt you. Because sometimes you're like, you start to get feelings and you're like, oh, he's going to change. And then he's thinking you're going to change. Ain't nobody going to ever change.
The only people I've seen be like nonchalant about that kind of thing are like artists. Like, who are just like, I live my life as it comes.
I have many lovers.
She was my lover for that time. But most normal, societally brainwashed people just like won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's not in their brain.
Yeah.
Because we're not trained to like live that
way.
It's like only.
Actually, I love this question. And I'm sorry I roasted you on your Lisa Simpson pick.
No, it's a great question.
Lisa Simpson.
We bust each other's balls.
This is a good question. Better than do you suck toes?
No, I know. It is a good question.
I suck toes.
I also will say a lot of girls too. Women, I feel like we put so much pressure on ourselves because of the menopause situation to like everything has to like mean something and every guy has to be perfect and everything.
Yeah.
But honestly, like at the end of the day, like each person comes in and out of your life for a reason. It doesn't have to be end all be all. You don't have to like it does. Not everything has to be a future. If you're in a phase of your life where you're like, I'm just doing whatever and it's really working out for you and you really can keep your like brain separate and you can really keep yourself open to find a better person. Mm-hmm. That's the problem is you're not opening yourself. But because everything doesn't have to, you don't have to marry everyone you talk. Everyone always wants to marry someone. I'm like,
they want stability.
We don't even know what's going to happen.
That's true. It's also, you can't go into something with.
Also, you can marry someone and they'll leave your ass in 40 years and you won't have signed
a prenup. Or two.
And you would have signed a prenup.
A lot of motherfuckers I know get divorced after 2 years now.
Yeah. I think people just want stability.
Hopefully that's from
me. I'm like,
well, they get stability and then they're like, oh, wait, I actually hate you.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, because they're cheap. This is it because they're with a car trying to do London stuff.
Why don't you say this?
Why don't you say you're driving on the wrong side of the road?
You need to work for Uber.
They're driving on the wrong side of the road, darling, but they're in America.
Exactly, darling.
I've never been to London. Maybe I'll go someday.
Maybe Wild and Out season 13 will be in London.
That would
13,
be cool.
I wish.
Or season fucking 500.
Okay, that's like the end. But thank you, Lisa Simpson, for writing it.
Thank
love you,
Lisa Simpson from
that
BK.
Was actually a really good question. I'm sorry, that was mean.
No, that was good.
Let's go to our next segment. Second segment, which is called it's a fan favorite, Sound Off.
Yeah.
Some serious
sound
stuff
off.
So let's get a little playful. All right.
Playful.
Everyone loves this game. We're basically captioning sounds that Caroline's gonna play.
Okay.
There is no points, we're just enjoying our lives.
Yes, it's a nice game. All right, let me make this
because I be cheating.
See, what are you, a dad? You're like, we're just gonna have a good time, guys. Everyone relax.
Every time we play something, someone's like, oh, is there a prize? On Halloween, you guys were really serious about the candy, so I think I'm
scarred
from
that.
That
was a serious situation.
It really was. Serious.
I love candy.
Remember the old kitchen? That was crazy.
That was crazy.
But that table did not sink me in, so.
I know. I looked good at that table.
I looked
like,
great at that
was,
table.
Yeah, it was very.
We were like pushed up against, so I felt good.
Yeah, my titties were out.
It was like a boob shelf.
It really was.
That's how I thought of it.
I literally like this.
I looked like Sydney Sweeney up on that table. That looked good.
In the other room.
Cooking.
Move your guys.
Heating up tomato sauce. Okay, continue.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna start off maybe like easy just to get it.
Oh, you can give it to me hard.
Hard sounds.
Give it to
okay.
Me. I'm gonna lob it and
okay,
see.
Start easy.
Alright, let's go.
Okay, me choking on a cock, obviously.
That was when Maddie tried dick. To. That was when Maddie tried to be gay and eat a pussy.
That was Ashlyn. That Listen, was Ashlyn trying to so explain true, her though. London analogy.
That literally is what it sounded like to me.
Oh my god,
that's literally what
that
it sounded like.
That was me throwing up on after we all hung out on Friday and I was blackout.
That was me projectile vomiting after the cellar.
That's Caroline when her Uber driver picks her up. She's like, yeah, I'm so carsick.
That's Caroline when she sees poor people.
That's Caroline when I call my boss and she screams. In the room.
Yeah, before the pod, Stuart took a call from her boss and was like, hi, Care. And Caroline goes, hi. Okay, let's do the next one. Okay.
That's your mouth being dry as hell.
Caroline's.
All right, okay, next one is.
That's the couch sucking, Ashley.
I was going to say that, but then she said, let's move on. I was like, listen.
You can always say, I got one more.
I got one more.
Travis Scott
That's
concert.
Me.
Travis Scott, Astroworld.
That's going to be me when I'm trying to put on this lip
That's
gloss.
That's me smoking.
I'm just going to be like, intruder.
That's
alert.
Me setting off the smoke alarm everywhere I go. Me setting off the smoke alarm in the Hamptons.
This is me anywhere, like at a comedy club.
What should play when I show up somewhere drunk?
That's my pussy when a small dick comes near it.
Is it introvert alert?
Intruder alert. Intruder. Introvert
That's
alert.
That's me when I have to speak to an introvert. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, talk about intruder.
Yeah.
Play one more time.
It's from Star Trek, apparently.
Oh really?
Okay. Those were the show. That was the shower when Maddie was bringing the French toast. They were like intruder yeah. alert.
Yeah. Totally. That's
Should I go on a different one?
No, I'm thinking about this one.
That's when you're trying to leave your parents' house.
Yeah. Like when you're in high school and you set the security up.
I'm specifically talking about her, like, though.
Oh, Caroline.
Right
yeah.
now.
All right, let's do the next one.
That's what Caroline's parents hear whenever she brings a new guy home.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. So true. What a great sound. Okay.
Okay. The next one.
Remember when you did the Sopranos song? That was funny.
Wait, I have some TV okay. show ones. Hold on.
Kids. Intruder alert! Intruder alert! Lesbian! Get the fuck away from
Is
me.
Is your pink okay. bras turning me on?
You like it.
Isn't hold it red?
Likey, likey,
Is it pink
likey.
Or red?
It's hot pink.
Ready?
It's like your socks.
I wear all sports bras. Should I fix that?
Yeah.
Really?
That. Did you hear what I said about self-worth?
I like sports bras.
That's good.
Oh.
Oh, this is me flying on Spirit next to my new sugar daddy.
This is Charlie's Angels. This is me when I use my Amex.
This is Maddie on the way to Buffalo, not knowing what to come.
I'm a star, baby, at Helium Comedy Club. I'm emceeing for the show, doing 5 minutes up top.
This is going to be me when menopause hits and I don't get my period for a month.
Hey. Yeah. Just vibing.
This is you being in love with your kept woman in the Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah. Sipping a piña colada.
This is me. Don't like. This is me when I occasionally smoke a cigarette inside.
Yes.
This is me when I put on a bodysuit.
This is me when I have one This is me when I have one martini and start talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, this is definitely martini music for sure.
100%.
I've been getting martinis a lot. And when I was at Wild 'N Out, I got martinis and people were like, okay. The executive Rich? Producer was like, it's my favorite drink. I was like,
yeah,
me too. Extra
nonsense.
Dirty, right?
Filthy. Yeah.
And he's like, if Disgusting. They're blue cheese olives, game
oh
over.
Oh my god, the blue cheese.
I don't even
olive.
Like blue cheese, but like
olive,
the blue cheese olive,
the salty,
it's a different,
like,
oh my god. It goes
sinky,
right through
sinky,
me.
Sinky.
All right, go ahead.
I think of our sponsor when we play this.
Oh yeah, yeah. Speaking of, thank I'm you like, for the intro, Caroline.
I know.
We have a sponsor, Ounce of Hope.
Say it sexy over the music.
Yeah. We have a sponsor, as you may know, helping us out a little bit to relax. They're called Ounce of Hope. Go to ounceofhope.com. That's on the internet. You could pipe it into your Google search bar, Phil. Or Safari, Chrome, Firefox, whatever you use, and
having a stroke.
Use code.
This is
you
me
sound
with
like a-
I'm like, I want to get more into acting. People are like, Maddie, what do you want to do? I'm like, obviously SNL. I literally am like, think I'm Chloe Fineman.
This is me when I have a raspy voice. I'm like,
yeah.
You have like a sunglasses also and a headscarf.
Yeah, exactly. Driving. Yeah, this is me when I watch, put on a black and white film and then sit on my phone the whole time.
This is you when your bottegas you came in.
Yeah. Yes. This is you watching Roma.
Literally.
Okay, should I do a different one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever just walk through Bloomingdale's? I do sometimes.
Every day of my life.
No, that's walk through. It's so fun.
Not Bloomingdale's though.
Really? So fun.
I like walking through like
Nordstrom
or Saks.
Yeah. You should walk through Bloomingdale's. Actually, it'd be dangerous for you. You would buy a Fendi and just be like, I have points on my card.
Like 35 points.
I'm off shopping.
They have a Ghani in there.
Really?
Yeah, in Bloomingdale's. You should
Ghani
go.
Girls. I should go. Well, I have a Ghani right next to me in Williamsburg. They know me there. So.
Oh.
Is that the one we
went
to?
She's a Ghani girl.
They do not know me there. But we didn't go to the Williamsburg one, did we?
Yeah, we did.
I think we did one time.
It was
time.
My first time seeing Ghani, and I was like, yo, this is a cult.
I love Ghani.
No, they were wearing like bibs over like prairie dresses with chunky loafers.
The bib is weird.
Oh my God. They were kidnapped.
It's giving college production Spring Awakening for sure.
Oh,
it's giving baby talk like Goo Goo Gaga vibes.
What's the song from Spring Awakening?
There's so many.
It's the fade.
The flowers of spring.
I don't listen to it anymore because I auditioned in college and didn't get in.
So. You didn't?
No.
Triggering.
I crush it.
Oh my God.
Just wait till summer.
They're making a new documentary about Spring Awakening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the next sound.
Next sound? Yeah. Move on.
We'll do one more.
We can do one more. Okay. Oh, this God. Decisions.
Oh, one more.
It's tough.
Okay.
I love Caroline's Corner.
Wait.
This isn't Caroline's Corner. This is literally me when I.
Is that a laugh?
It's Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
It's Army Hammer.
That's me eating a protein bar at 4 p.m. First time eating that day.
This is me as I'm working from home and I'm just recording this podcast.
Yeah.
Me when I tell everyone I quit vaping.
This is me. Getting a ride from Ashlyn and thinking I tricked her.
This is Maddie looking like Gollum in a work shower eating French toast.
That literally is me in a shower eating French. That's literally what I was like bent over like fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When we asked Ashlyn if she drove.
Yeah. Should I do another one?
Ashlyn, when she was at our couch days.
That's,
I was kidding.
Gremlin. That's Caroline when her boyfriend asks if her dad likes him.
That's what my dad when I ask him anything.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's Caroline when she gives Blank the keys. She's like, you're stuck with me forever now.
He has my keys.
All right. I think we're wrapped up on this segment.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Because we got to do Caroline's Corner.
Oh, my God. This is Caroline's Corner.
No,
this is a second segment. You guys.
Also, Stuart was right.
I just said that to you.
All right.
It was out of order.
Go ahead. Sit up there.
Stuart was right about what?
What's happening?
Go ahead. Guys, I'm getting agitated. No,
what's
kidding.
Oh, what did I put up? And I thought we were going to Caroline's Corner. Sure.
We are.
Here's my corner. Welcome. It's my corner. Okay, this has to do with old menus. Like retro menus. Like,
I love seeing
those.
Cheeseburger, 35 cents. Yeah. And a cola for $5.
Yeah, and everything. Yes. But there's also like really gross food.
Thanks.
There's like a lot of gross food that people were eating like nonchalantly.
And okay.
Jello salad. A lot of like, I'll share with you.
I love those like magazines that are like, serve your guests with a tuna casserole today.
Yeah. Oh, so nasty.
Like, what were they
it.
Doing? Like olive fucking
that's
liver.
They were smoking cigarettes.
Oh my God, that's so true. Probably.
And they were just drinking. They were smoking cigarettes.
Yeah,
so they had no taste buds.
So they had to eat bologna.
That's
and,
so true.
Yeah. They smoked
liverwurst
so much.
Sandwiches.
That's the. I would like to say something about how mean people are about old people aging. We're not going to age like that because we don't smoke like they do. We know about SPF.
Yes.
Like, that's what they look like. But I think we can preserve ourselves better.
Yeah.
But people are panicking now and they're doing a lot of Botox.
No, every, like, 60-year-old looks 20 now.
Literally. 60 is the new 20, haven't you?
Right. I just think we know more.
That's why you wear a diaper.
That's why we wear diapers.
Oh, but I mean, they're even, like, the younger.
Right.
They've already started getting, like...
They already look good, so we're going to look even better. That's
exactly. But I just think like the panic about aging. Yeah, because you're looking at a generation that was raised on secondhand smoke and smoking.
Literally.
And eating like shit, not exercising. Yeah. No, not drinking water. Boomers don't drink water. That's the number one rule of
water. No
and
water.
Haven't worn sunscreen their entire lives.
Exercise also wasn't really like They would just not eat.
But my dad didn't need to exercise.
Until Jane Fonda. It really wasn't a thing.
I know. Yeah. My dad grew up on a dairy farm. None of them wore sunscreen. And they were whiter than this motherfucking cup. So I'm always like, oh, I'm gonna age like them, but
yeah, you weren't.
Not that they look bad, but I wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean to go on a rant.
Please tell us how
your parents are ugly. You're like, they're fucking hideous. No,
but you know, sometimes you look at people in your family and you're like, oh shit, but you're like, oh, they grew up, they've been in the sun and never
wore they didn't take care of themselves, and then they tell a narrative that doesn't sound that way, and then you realize.
See, I don't really take care of myself per se, so I'm a little worried.
Yes,
I
think you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
She just wants compliments.
I know. She looks the most fresh on this podcast. And now, she's like,
just showered.
Hair blown out, full composed outfit. Ashlyn and I are wearing like nurse's clothes after you pee your pants. Like,
I meant just like health-wise. Like, what
is this? Is a Lululemon blouse?
Yeah, so from Goodwill.
But I do this because without all this, it looks so bad because I don't take care of myself.
It doesn't. Stop. I was just trying to make
a joke. I was trying to make a joke, and y'all are turning on me.
We're on supportive mode today. Support mode.
I just drink and smoke too much and don't drink enough water.
I don't drink enough water either.
Okay, I was not trying to.
We have a youth right now.
All right, please, Caroline, tell us about the menu.
Stuart, tell her how good she looks. Okay,
do we care?
Tell us about the menu.
It's just gross shit, basically.
That's basically your corner every time.
Meatballs with grape jelly. That's what people were eating in the 60s.
That sounds kind of Swedish. I would eat that.
That's kind of good.
That sounds like a breakfast sandwich.
They say it's Swedish meatballs, but
that sounds very
it's like giving kind of like 60s vibes.
Yeah, Norway.
And then another one.
That's disgusting.
Sorry.
Okay. I would eat that.
Penn Station. Have you guys ever eaten in Penn Station?
Yeah, Taco Bell.
It's like, yeah. I mean, now they have new stuff, but like...
I picked up a bag of Doritos.
But there was a Pennsylvania Railroad restaurant.
Yeah, we did.
And the most mysterious vintage delicacy they served at Penn Station was Old Virginia stuffed mangoes.
Oh.
Bizarre, right?
Stuffed with what?
What's Old Virginia?
I'm listening.
I have no idea.
I like mangoes. I like stuffing.
If it's a cigarette and a mango, that's my vibe.
That's literally what it's like. Sounds like it could be.
What is it?
It's just mangoes. It's stuff. But like, who's eating that at Penn Station?
But what is it stuffed with?
Back then, Penn Station was destination.
I know, but now it's like Taco Bell.
Virginia Slims.
That's what I'm saying. Cigarettes and a mango. That sounds fucking fire.
Tobacco state.
But I feel like all their food is like party food.
It's
like
probably darling, filled with Jell-O.
Yeah, Jell-O.
Olives, like tuna, little fake crab meat.
I mean, we do that. It's just a little more advanced.
Yeah, I agree. Chicken a la king.
What's that?
It's diced chicken and vegetables in a cream sauce.
No.
There was a lot of cream sauce.
No. I know. I don't like cream sauce.
This is like I think my horrible
I never ordered childhood. Chicken a la whatever.
I only like chicken a la planche, but that's it.
What's that?
What's
chicken of the Hispanics?
Okay, Spirit. Where would you get that?
Spirit. Give it to you as you board.
Spirit, like the horse with this little.
Yeah, thing. Spirit it away. Or no, Spirit the horse. Yeah.
Don't touch my hair.
Don't touch my hair.
I already got in trouble last week for touching your hair.
We got Solange in the building.
Solange, okay.
Get me an elevator.
Beat me up in an elevator, bitch. Luckily for you, that's my kink.
We'll never know. Yeah, me too. Beat me up in an elevator. We'll never know. No one ever told us what happened in that elevator.
No, they didn't.
But the shit goes down with us.
A lot of people will never know.
That caption I always see where they're like, I can't believe people saw Solange in that wig and didn't think drama was afoot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember when Solange had the white party at the Guggenheim?
No.
She like dropped her album and everyone had to wear white. It was cool.
When was
Solange this? Solange is cool though.
I'm so not cool.
Solange is cool.
I'm lame.
Imagine having Beyonce as an older sister.
It's about Solange. It's about
I like to compare myself
to
everyone.
I'm the Solange. You're the Beyonce.
No way. I'm the Jay-Z.
You're Jay-Z.
You're Beyonce.
I'm Jay-Z. I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay. thank you for welcoming us into your corner.
Thank you for the corner.
That was a great corner.
So we've talked a lot about the Uber and the menopause shit, but I want to talk about fashion before we wrap up.
Okay.
Fashion.
So the article about the denim jacket was saying, am I too old for the denim jacket? Are there clothes you guys still wear even though you might be too old or don't wear anymore? Is there style different than what it used to be? Like, let's talk.
So I still wear skinny jeans and
ripped skinny jeans.
That's okay. Stuart, I kind of have skinny jeans on,
but yours is cropped. Like, that's different. Like, Stuart hates
this.
My
is like
skinny
a Huckleberry
jeans.
Finn look. Yeah. This is like a Machine Gun Kelly,
not Huckleberry Finn. I'd rather be Machine
you
Gun Kelly
so
than Huckleberry Finn.
Okay.
These are flare, which are not actually.
First
in.
Of all, you thought your sneakers were Jordans.
Flares
please don't
aren't
talk to
in.
Me. All right.
Wait, flares?
Do you have that on recording? Because I never said that.
Well, we all know they aren't actually anything.
I literally have work to do. Like, do you want me to be here?
This is work. This is work, too. This is work, yeah, all right? Work.
Treat us with okay, respect. Let's answer the question.
Okay,
we got 4 minutes.
My health insurance?
So I love skinny jeans, and I know it's just stuff, but I just fucking love them, right? And I was at this show the other day, and this guy, after I get off, he's like, I love your style. He's like, I love that you still wear skinny jeans. He's like, I wear skinny jeans too. And I was yay. Like, and then I like look at his hands and they're painted.
Painted.
Yeah. And I was like, this
black
is like
fingernail polish on a man.
Purple. And I was like, this is exactly who I am. I'm a feminine man. And I was
you
like,
are.
This is my style. So
it's very
like
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Skeleton Jack.
It's giving Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lulu mixed with the pants, mixed with the shoes. It's a lot, if I'm going to be honest.
A lot of what?
Okay, I don't even know.
Police.
I don't even.
I was going to say, like, you have a nightgown on.
I just got out of the psych ward this morning. This is my gown from the hospital.
Is that
they're
what
on,
the
they're
cows
looking for
on
me
your
right now.
Family's dairy farm wore? It's the biggest shirt I've ever fucking seen in my life.
I gave it to you. I remember. That's my.
Caroline gave it to me. It's my first
y'all
time
wear
wearing
too
it.
Too big of clothes.
It's draping off
it literally
off
has
you.
Rips on the fucking neck seam. Like,
it's a
what,
vibe.
So that's how it. That's how it was bought.
That's what Maddie's eating
wait,
to lose
Caroline
weight.
Caroline talked. She's the one who bought it.
It's a design. It's like, yeah, a little mouse.
Anytime
with the Wild and Out socks, one's weirdly cuffed, one's not.
So
what's the problem? Quirky. Why are we talking about me?
Because you literally came for me.
Because you were coming for yourself.
You were right. You were like the Lulu with the pants and the shoes, just not. It's
I'm
a
just
lot.
Saying it's three different like forms
styles,
of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
this should be with leggings.
Too.
This should be
first
with
of all, I would never
Bad
wear leggings. I would never wear
match.
Leggings. Second of
that's
all,
that's why we the people thought you didn't have an ass, so that's on you.
Second of all. These Bad Bunny shoes are skater shoes, so they go with skinny jeans.
It's skater.
Wait, what's the one
it's
that,
giving skater?
Yeah.
In essence.
There you
I like
go.
It.
And that's what I'm saying. Just because you don't get it, this is my inside. Thing with you guys. You guys are cars, and I can't take you guys to
London.
You can't
London.
Take us anywhere. You can't London. Take us anywhere.
Yo, that analogy is just not it for
you
me.
You can't take
I,
us
I,
anywhere.
Listen, but it is.
That,
I guess
maybe that analogy London. Makes as much sense as your outfits.
Okay, so Stuart, what do you still wear that you shouldn't be anymore?
No, yeah. I always dress way too young. I wear what the kids are wearing. I almost bought a scarf top the other day. Can you imagine
no,
my titties gonna
not
pop
the
out
scarf
on the
top.
Metro
not
North?
The scarf. Not the scarf
my
top.
My tits gonna pop out on the Metro North. Can you imagine? I almost bought it.
Not the Greyhound on your way to Philly.
Not the scarf top.
No, I literally was looking at a scarf top like, and I absolutely not.
Absolutely
I have love
not.
Handles in the back. I should not be wearing a scarf top. And yet here I am thinking, we're outfitters. Let's see.
Oh my right. God.
I always wear stuff I shouldn't wear. Also, I gave up. I don't wear heels anymore at all.
I don't wear heels either.
Unless I'm going to a wedding, because I used to really try with the heels.
What do you think would be the best alternative to heels at a wedding without being chug?
Platforms.
Heelies.
Platforms. Okay. But those are still heelish
I know.
To me, right?
I think you'd wear a nice
you could
little
twist your ankle.
Slip.
Yeah.
Like, I know kitten heels are embarrassing, but they have like
slides.
Little
not
tiny slides.
Why?
Tiny dancer.
Ashlyn is a human kitten heel.
That's so funny.
I love yeah.
But also I think you could do like a cool like I don't know. I've
you
seen
think
a girl-
that you dress better than me. And that's what's crazy. And that's what's crazy to me that
you were feeling yourself.
That someone who is wearing blue on blue with these hot pink socks.
It's a vibe.
They can come for me. Yeah, it's a vibe. It's gender a homeless reveal, vibe. It's
listen, homeless clothing. People are in right now. You can't
I
even
see
hurt
a TikTok
me. I'm back
that
on my Lexapro.
Are hot.
I'm back on my Lexapro. I was off for 2 weeks, so you literally can't hurt me.
I can't believe that you're trying to come for me and you have this.
I'm not coming for anyone.
You have a poncho
it's
on.
It's out of love.
Like, you literally
it's
have
out
a poncho
love.
On.
So you think I'm skinny? This is a small.
You're
that's how skinny
away.
I am.
You're
this
weathering.
Is from Baby Kids. Baby Gaps.
You guys are amassing though. You have a like navy blue. She has navy blue.
Talk about Caroline has a big shirt on too.
I dress like mismatched. Like, I can't get it right. And then I just like what's comfortable.
Yeah, but it always looks good.
No, I look like a house.
Is there anything you don't wear anymore that you used to?
Yeah, like anything form-fitting. I'm a paper bag princess.
I've never seen you in a shirt that fits.
I saw a girl wear cowboy boots to a wedding once, and it looked really cool.
I think I can pull that off.
I think you can pull that off. This is what I told Maddie with her style, because I am her stylist.
And a jean jacket.
That's such a good idea. I would never think of the boots for a wedding.
I think like...
But not the blue ones that you have.
Yeah, why not?
Yes, the blue ones.
No.
As long as you have a black dress.
Yes, absolutely.
But absolutely. I think the goal for you is to just make it more and more and more insane. Oh,
what? You don't think so?
No, you just gave like a look that you were going to kill me. You're like, what?
I could just, I think the blue ones would be great at a wedding.
With what?
I think,
with what?
If she wears, you know, it would be crazy. If I'm famous enough, I would do like, I would get a dress the exact same color of the boot and do like a monochrome outfit.
Ooh. Okay, Blue's Clues.
I would make sure it looked good.
I like black dress because there's some black in the boots.
There is black in the boots. It would look so good. I'm doing that. Black dress. I just don't have any weddings coming
up. As long as your hair looks really good.
It's like that girl from Selling Sunset who did the all black wedding.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
I'm doing that.
I was like, wait, actually.
I always like cowboy boots for a... You know what? I might just do that for that wedding.
You should.
But I have
it's hard to like stand out at a wedding, so
not hard for me with my pink, my cool little purse, my little pink fluffy.
I dress so slutty at weddings. Like yeah. I always have to have like open, like something has to be open. I don't like dresses that are like too covery. I don't like it. I'm like, no. I'm wasting my time.
That's
here.
Interesting.
I'm like, I should wear a shirt.
So see, I don't dress slutty enough for weddings.
Not
I
like
dress
slutty, but like it's either gotta like
Stuart goes
have
for
like
pretty
an
over
open.
Slutty.
What
you go
what?
For pretty over slutty?
I go for pretty over slutty, but I think that might. Be
I go
about
for
to
slutty.
Change. I just, if I'm going to wear a dress, I just have to like, it has to be different. Like, I like my back to be open a lot in a dress.
Here's,
I don't.
My issue is I bust it on the dance floor. Right. So that my dress like has to really
move with you.
Not like.
I don't believe you bust it on the dance floor.
Yes, she does.
Anyone who says I bust it on Ashlyn. A dance floor,
I'm like, proud of it.
Okay, so what do you do? Like,
no,
move
it's
your
not,
neck a lot?
Dude, she does the splits after two glasses of wine.
I'm not saying I'm dancing good. I'm not saying it's cool. I'm not saying it's not the whitest thing ever. I am saying I
she
do
goes
the
crazy.
Splits.
Yeah, she does the splits. She'll probably
attention.
Do like
okay,
a Frank Carter.
All right, sorry. I didn't mean to come for one white woman's dance. I'm sorry.
The split.
I'm just surprised you won't know. It's like she twerks like when she walks in the door.
I've shown my entire full ass at weddings. Like they've seen.
It's like doing.
Like I forgot. To, like I didn't have Spanx one time, and I literally like old people saw my asshole.
Not the asshole. I apologize. I didn't mean to come for your people and their dance moves. I got very attacked. No, this is like the snake episode again. I mean, very attacked.
No, I'm just saying you're right. Like I am a white girl, but it's not about dancing good.
No,
it's
she just
about
gets
me
down.
Going being a banshee and losing my mind.
But wait, but the thing is, the problem is that you're wearing short things. If you wore something that was
she
like
still
long,
wears
because I can't do the splits in a long thing. That's what I'm saying.
What about something flowy?
So then you do wear slutty things to weddings.
No, but they're not. If you saw, look, go to her. You'll see her Instagram. They're not. She doesn't wear slutty. I only know this because I've tried on her dresses.
Tried on all the dresses.
I've taken dresses
are
from
you,
her for a wedding.
Are you,
it's like business
are you,
sexy,
kind of.
The one I
are
just
you
got for
her attorney today?
It's like,
no,
I'm just saying I can't wear a long dress unless I know there's going to be a horrible DJ, which did happen when I was invited to a wedding in California. I knew there was going to be a bad DJ, so I didn't wear a short dress because I knew I was going to be busting it.
Right.
But sometimes I'd be busting it. Mm-hmm. I've told Maddie this, and I'll tell you this again. The fashion for her, I think we even go crazier. It makes her look more famous. It's like Janine Garofalo on the red carpet in the 90s. It makes you look, it's a power play to wear insane things.
I know. I was like, every time Tina Fey came to the Oscars or whatever, she didn't look.
She looks so bland.
She's so bland.
Yeah.
Not that she's like a, you know, like a goofy character. She's actually pretty straightforward.
But like your whole like weird bucket hat thing with like the thing, I think we bring that. I think we
Pam Anderson style in the night when her.
I think
Pam Anderson with that insane hat, exactly.
And I remember at the
time
people didn't appreciate. I don't think. I feel like I used to think it was like trashy.
I don't think so. And then for you, I think we should go
like,
a little more Lil'
so
Kim.
Ashlyn's getting mad. Ashlyn's mad. Why are you mad? Because Stuart's telling me I'm amazing. That's why
I'm not
I'm
saying
mad.
She's amazing. I'm saying we go worse with the style.
Yeah, we go hard, and we want people to be like.
We want people, more.
We literally want to be like Justin Bieber. We want people to be like.
Coco Chanel said. Take one thing off before you leave the house. For me, I'm saying Maddie needs to add 4 to 7.
That's you keep like you guys are saying that you guys are saying like with your style you can go crazier. And then she's like Pam Anderson. I'm like, I wouldn't describe Maddie as Pam Anderson. Why I'm confused here.
She got the glug glug.
Pam Anderson had the glug glug. Squid Game 3000.
I just mean yeah, that's true.
But you guys are like, that's why I was like,
I just remember
her like
hat.
Pam Anderson. I just feel like, you know, you looked really good in that wedding you went to.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
I appreciate that.
All right.
I feel very feminine, and I like to lean a little bit more masculine.
Yeah, I think you do dress with cowboy boots. Yeah. Honestly,
because the heel. I feel like a different person.
I don't know
so
if that's
like
the
that.
Move for you, though. That's all my thing is.
I want to tone. I want to like because even on like Wild and Out, I was like keep it like pretty basic because that's like who I am. You know what I mean?
You're not
but, like basic.
Basic
class. Because like a couple seasons, they had me in some like weird like leggings with like a you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this,
you're very colorful. You like colorful things. I would say.
Yeah. I do. Something I don't do as much anymore is leggings.
No, I don't
Never
do leggings.
Will Never. I do leggings.
Never.
I do
even like to the gym, I like wear shorts.
Kate does a
it's
lot
just
of
very,
leggings.
Really?
What is your...
It's very Arkansas to me.
Oh, okay.
I just used to wear them a lot and now I don't even look at them.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's very choogy of Kate to
I
wear leggings.
Sometimes if I'm like in the house.
Are you wearing leggings now?
They're like jean leggings, yeah.
Jeggings.
I do it to work out, but only to work out. I used to wear leggings like... around town.
Yeah,
I had like a lot of like t-shirts that only went up to here that were like cropped that I got rid of
because
that's like not a look anymore, I don't think.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
if you got like high-waisted pants,
it doesn't look good on me.
I actually
my torso is already kind of short. I feel like
your what
torso?
Oh, okay,
it shortens.
I always was really trying to pull off like sweatpants,
mm-hmm.
like a baggy sweatpants and a bag because girls mm-hmm. look so good in that, but I have
like
I have two.
No, more like Hailey Baldwin or something.
Like Hailey Baldwin or something, yeah. But like my hips are too big and then it just makes me look bigger than I am.
It fluffs you up a little bit.
Whereas I have to be like, that's why I honestly look to Kim Kardashian sometimes, even though that's choogy.
Not really.
But she's very good at dressing her body.
Yeah,
she
is. Did you see the photo of her in Hawaii?
You'd be very good at dressing your body if you had the money she had too.
Yeah, true, but she can just take my
hair. No, I know what you're saying, but like...
On your clip, whatever you called the bodysuit earlier.
Clip it on your coochie.
She looked good in those shorts and that shirt. I was like, damn.
Oh, this one? This hot pink
but
one?
She doesn't dress herself.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't dress herself.
Yeah, but Stuart, what does that matter to what Stuart wears?
No,
she sees something that looks good on her.
It doesn't, but I'm just saying, like, Kim doesn't dress herself.
Yeah, but
like,
she's a good example of how to dress up.
I'm just saying it's a good example of if you have a curvy legs, but then I don't have stick... You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
we
I
talk
know
about this
mean.
Work as well, online shop, and I'll be like, the model looks amazing in that.
I know.
But it's like, I finally almost recently gotten to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm only buying.
And you know
what?
You know what's my
uniform.
Problem is that like all the models are tall and I'm small.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
So you think it's gonna, you know what a tennis skirt looks like on me? Not like that.
Not like the fuck that?
Not like
no.
that fucking flips out. And
I look
I'm just like.
That's why I don't wear flip out dresses. I look like fucking Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
I feel like Meghan Trainor and those kind of like the flowy skirt. No,
you have
hell
to be
no.
tight on the bottoms when you have like bigger legs.
Yeah,
and then you can be
especially
like
if you
tight
eat and you
the...
get bloated and then it like sticks out.
Yeah,
if you have some cheese, if you have a cheese board,
no,
if you have the olives of blue cheese,
game over.
game over.
We don't mess with those skirts
I don't do
anymore.
That.
Yeah.
I bought a full out skirt once and I was like, not this. I look like Mindy Kaling. I can't do it.
And bro,
even Reese Witherspoon looks wide in them. So
agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's our pod.
Okay.
Love this.
I just know it's been a while. So where can we find you guys?
You can find me. Wait, I got to think of one. You go first.
Okay, you can find me at Spirit Airlines
okay.
on Instagram.
You can find me. Sometimes I'm in New York and the car is going to London. And I'm not always there, but I'm in between.
So true.
You can find me in the car.
You guys are going to listen over to
this podcast.
Eating
French toast in the shower. All right, I'm Stuart Michelle.
You can find me eating soup on the bus. And you can find us on Patreon when we release it. Go ahead, Caroline.
You can find me eating a cigarette-stuffed mango.
Oh,
yes.
Virginia Slim.
A Virginia Slim.
That sounds good.
All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.